Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, what a show today. You drive it in, you go, I wonder what type of show it's going to be today. And now the answer is great. Not good.
Great.
Great. That's what this show is today.
I love what we're doing.
And if you're not listening to the show, you're an ass.
Wow. See, now that's the caster I want.
I mean, really, am I wrong?
You're not wrong. It's harsh.
But no, you're not wrong. It depends.
Well, what are you doing?
Are you interested?
You're working?
Are you interested in good,
clean fun?
Thought-provoking? Well, today not all the way clean, but mostly clean fun.
Sex is clean. You can say sex without being dirty. Sex.
There was another thing, though, that was more specific, I believe, in there, but that's neither here nor there. You want thought-provoking, you want smart, you want funny, you want deep.
You
cutting.
Want us.
You want us. You mm-hmm. want Michael asking me questions that are or giving recommendations to my life that are so obviously key to who I already am as a person. You get, Don, you wouldn't have said it.
No.
You know me better. My goal, my...
See, but that's my career. I say things others won't.
You know what?
I've built a career on that.
You'll say things other people shouldn't.
He's right.
Some random shortstop. I mean, he's supposed to be a friend, a coworker.
He is a friend, but this is an entertainment vehicle.
I mean...
We want people to think and be thought-provoking.
Hey, you know, 43-year-old single man, you know what you should do? Try your best to get some kids. Now, listen, there might be some people who say, no, I'm good. I saw an interview clip with Seth Rogen this week.
He said, I'm good?
Talking about how... not having children was the single best decision he's ever made.
And him Chelsea and his Handler says that
him and his
time.
Wife are thrilled with it.
Right. Instead, he makes ceramic ashtrays.
Is that what he does?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, he seems like a mage guy.
Well, okay. You know who else is mage? Don.
Baseball carnivores itself.
Yeah. You don't get that on other shows.
No, you're not going to get that. Cannibal, carnivore. What's the difference? Honestly, if you're a cannibal,
right.
You are a carnivore.
Right.
Now, if you're a carnivore, you're not necessarily a cannibal.
Probably not.
But, you know, we are not carnivores.
We're not.
By nature. Now, you can say someone's a carnivore, someone's not. But really, carnivores are the ones who can naturally, they are meant to eat meat only, essentially.
Right. So we're not.
No. We don't have the teeth for it. We don't have the digestive system to handle it. We don't have the speed to catch prey.
No,
we got
I don't
nothing.
Need speed at ShopRite. I just go right to the meat counter and there it is.
By the way, if you want to set off a non-political political argument that'll send people in a rage,
right.
If I were to really go in depth on my theory of how we are not supposed to be eating meat at all.
And let's not do that.
We are wrong. We are wrong. It's delicious. I'm not changing my mind on it.
Right.
But we're not meant to do this.
But I should know these things because there are two metal bands. One's named Cannibal Corpse.
And the other one's Carnivore Vomit.
Carnivore.
Oh.
And then Thrash Vomit.
There's no Thrash Vomit.
All right, it is time now for the Knicks preview brought to you by Jack Pocket. Hey, very quietly, this is a big game tonight against the Heat.
Yeah, it's not that quiet.
Well, here we go. The Knicks are in fifth right now. They are 2.5 games ahead of the Nets, but they're just 3 games ahead of the Heat. Now they're in Miami playing the Heat.
Gee.
Now,
yeah, that is
people
important.
Are talking about, well, the Knicks could drop out of the playoffs and go into the play-in.
No.
But I think the Nets are in a way right now that they're not going to be able to stay in. So I think the Heat will pass, the Nets because they're only a half game behind the Nets, 1 game in the loss column. So it's a big game, though, to pass the Nets because you got to win games to pass the Nets. The Nets have stopped winning games. They lost another one. The Hawks are too far back. They are 3 games back in the loss column from the Nets and 2 games from the Heat. So they could actually pass the Heat. I don't think the Knicks have any chance of falling out. But the Knicks don't want to go to 6th because if you go to 6th, all of a sudden you're playing the 76ers.
Yeah, you're playing one of the
big three.
Not
who you want.
No.
That's not what you want.
It's not what you worked all season for.
You don't want this to fall apart because of that game against the Timberwolves or the game against Charlotte. You don't want it.
It's not going to happen.
And the Knicks now have the Heat tonight And then they have Atlanta, Orlando tomorrow. Yeah. And the thing that annoys me about the Orlando game, and I'm sure it bothers you too, Orlando has a nerve to start their games at 7 o'clock, which means that we have to be off the air at 6:30
on
tomorrow.
Friday?
Thursday.
Or Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm very serious. It bothers me.
I'm good with it. Only because I'm going to be in Carolina tomorrow.
Right. You're
and the Rangers are a 6:30 vehicle, so I'd have to leave early. So I know I'm not missing any.
But Friday, neither's playing?
No.
So we get to go all the way to 7?
Right to 7.
All right, thank God.
Friday? Why? What's Friday?
We have the Islanders on our air on Friday, tomorrow is a 7 as far as...
No,
far
it's not.
Tomorrow's a 6:30 vehicle.
Because the Knicks are playing in Orlando, which is a 7 o'clock start.
Our schedule might be wrong.
That's right. It is.
And maybe it's time.
Maybe it's time for whoever makes
wrong.
That schedule
to go.
That's Ron Pinhead.
Ron Pinhead. Now, I can't say it's time for me to go because I've decided I'm not going.
Well, even if it is.
I'm not going.
Right. Even if it is contract.
Right. Do you have Mr. DiCaprio giving the speech that I gave to the executives?
Yes.
That
was such a moment.
Do you have that?
Because it should be the open to the show now.
I believe that is so important for the history of our show as we move forward. Do you have it there, Ant? All right, let's hear it.
What a moment this is. This was Michael talking to the executives at ESPN.
I'm not leaving. I'm not f***ing leaving.
And I never say that word.
The show goes on. This is my home.
My home.
They're going to need a wrecking ball.
Wrecking
to
ball.
Take me out of here.
Channeled by Miley Cyrus.
They're going to need to send in the National Guard of f***ing SWAT team.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going nowhere. Wow.
3 F-bombs, I guess, for the executives.
We appreciate his sentiment, but they did get him out of there.
Now, you just
I did
said,
see the movie.
You did. You said it's a 3-game lead for the Knicks over the Heat.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, 3 and a loss.
Could there be a bigger difference than it being cut to 2 versus going up to 4?
Right.
I think if it goes up to 4,
you're
it's
good.
Over.
You're good.
Yeah.
It goes to 2. Now you got to watch.
Now you're
this.
Sweating.
Yeah, because
you're sweating all over your body.
Go get a damn win and do me a favor, Julius. Just keep it together down the stretch, pal.
That's not with the handle, Randall.
Yeah, and enough with the handle, with the Randall right. handle, Randall.
That's right. Drop off the key, Louis.
And it is a 6:30 tomorrow. Whoever wrote that has to go.
Wait, you didn't say Louis, did you?
Drop off the key, Louis.
Lee.
And
what is
set
wrong
yourself
with you
free.
Today?
Yeah, drop off the key, Lee.
And set yourself free.
Why'd you change?
Oh,
because
I was in a place.
Where is the place that you're in?
It was in the moment. Place was the moment.
Well,
drop off the key, Lee.
I am definitely. I'm going to be locked into the Knicks today.
How could you not?
And I'm going to be driving home. I'll listen to the pregame.
Get off the Gus
and then
bus.
The first half hour of the game.
No need to discuss much.
Now, who's doing the pregame tonight?
I think it's Grokka.
Yeah, the Grokka. Guacamole. Dan Guacamole.
It's funny you say that.
Why is that?
Because I've got the voice activation in my car.
Right.
It won't accept Dan Grasa.
You have to say Grokka.
So I say Dan Grokka, and that's like, I say call Dan Grokka on mobile.
By the way, he says that every single night when he's on his way home.
Oh, he loves himself some
now,
Dan Grokka.
Now, real quick, did it work today, Anthony, when I responded to the group chat and said I like the Ohtani story? Did that work?
Responding to things I send, that's great. I enjoy that very much.
No, I did do that because unlike the other people on the show, I respect you. But I was doing it voice activation in my beautiful MB
fine.
Of White Plains. It spelled Ohtani right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
There's
good for
no
you.
Way that it would spell Ohtani right. It
my
would
car be is not that smart.
O-T-A-N-I.
Check it. Did it spell Ohtani right? That's a very hard... But I wonder whether Siri is in touch with
It's not Siri, though. On Mercedes, it's Mercedes.
It was spelled right.
No, but I used it through my CarPlay.
Boy, that's a smart car.
Yeah, that's a smart car.
I'm all in on Hot Toddy, I thought was going to come over, right?
Exactly.
Last 10 games, the Heat are 6-4. The Knicks are 6-4, so they have not gained any ground on them at all. The Nets are 5-5. Cavaliers had the win yesterday over the Nets. They're 7-3 in their last 10. So the Cavaliers now have a 3-game lead over the Knicks in the loss column. So I don't think the Knicks are going to beat out the Cavaliers. You just want the Knicks to hold on to the 5 and not drop to the 6.
So after tonight, they'll have 8 games left, right?
Let's see.
42 tonight, and 31.
Yeah. So it would be 42 and
so
32.
So even
that's
2
70.
With
no,
8.
No. After tonight, then it would be 72 games, so 10 games.
Well,
no, 78, 74, yeah.
They're 42 and 31.
be 8 games.
So it would be 8 games left with a 2-game lead. It's still pretty good. If 4 with 8 to play, they would pretty much lock it up. They should be able to beat Orlando tomorrow. Avenge a loss from earlier this season. What do the Heat have left? How difficult is their schedule, Michael? They got to play Brooklyn on the 25th, home against Brooklyn, at Toronto. Then they play the Knicks again at the Garden on the 29th, home against Dallas, at Detroit, at Philly, at Washington, home against Orlando. So it's some tough games there. They'll be fine. The Knicks are going to be fine.
Oh, there you
have
it.
Win tonight, they're done.
There you have it. No, Dr. Naismith right here.
Wait,
everything's going to be fine.
Win tonight. It's a lock.
Lose tonight, and there's some sweaty. Yeah,
but I still think they're good.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm a little disappointed and upset right now.
About
what? In what sense?
The dog with the caller with the crazy dog is beating Miss Hatton's Can I Join?
How is that possible?
Wow, I thought that was going to win.
50.9 to 49.1.
You're politicking now.
No, you're
standing outside the gate where it's a no election
hearing. Hear me out, though. Hear me out. I'm only politicking because Molly. Molly's Natalie's best friend, who someone just mentioned. No,
calling
not like
Dr.
that.
Freud. Right.
Hello?
Calling
no.
Dr.
Can
Freud.
Can I join?
Can I join?
No. So, Natalie.
That's her.
Is lobbying against herself because she believes the dog should win. I believe Natalie should win. So I want to lobby for Miss Hatton if she's lobbying for the dog. I believe.
Is she above buying votes like they do in DNR?
I don't think she would do that. And this is very close. I'm just saying, when you think about the show, its placement in the show, as funny as the caller dog drop is, we barely ever play it. Can I join? Anthony, how many times do you play Can I Join a show?
I mean, you guys helped me out with it. But yeah, I mean, it's on my short list on my page of drops to go to.
I'm just saying, you can vote for all the drops at twitter.com/TMKSESPN.
Anyway, that's the Knicks preview brought to you by Jackpocket. Powerball is $96 million. Mega Millions is $302 million now.
That's a lot.
Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app and get your first ticket free using code ESPN. You must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service. Don, if you won the $302 million, would you give up the Rangers or the show?
The show.
You keep the Rangers?
Yeah.
So you're just doing the show for money?
No.
Okay, what about this? Let me entice you a little bit. You can
There's less games.
Oh, that's true too. But what about this? You can do the show. Always do it from home. And we hear nothing from Ron Pinhead. We literally we literally just flip on the buttons, and if we want to spend 4 hours one day breaking down metal bands, that's what we do.
It's just simple math.
No, but the math is don't be unfair about the math because you travel with the Rangers too.
Yeah, but it's only in a small block of time during the course.
But now
of
you
the
get
year.
To be home with your kids
would you
every
give
day.
Up?
If I had to give up,
would
one,
you give up the morning? Would you give up this? Would you give up wrestling? What would you give up? You could simplify your life. You never worry about money again. You're only doing it for the love.
Just the love.
Not for the cash.
If I'm only doing it for the love and not for the cash, I'm giving up mornings or afternoons. It is not WWE. I do that once, twice a month at most, and it's a ball. No offense.
This isn't a ball?
It's a ball sometimes. some days it's arduous. Talk to me in like mid-May and see how I feel. I might be...
And when I'm on a suspension of 10 weeks.
Oh, my God. Lord. And when I get your reads to do every day, which is like being handed a phone book.
Well, how do you think it works for me?
Oh, it's brutal.
Here but, comes an article in the Post.
But again, you have a massive deal to lean back on. I'm just getting this...
Where do you get this? Little... I mean, are you just reading it?
Oh, by the way...
It was in several outlets.
Yeah, if you Google Michael K. massive deal, and then you click the news tab, my guess is you're going to have 5, 6, 7 articles about it.
Right. See.
So that's really tough because the hours of the morning stinks, but I get to talk to a more random array of like guests and stuff.
I hope they lose.
Yeah, but in this case, I get to talk to people like that, which is lovely. It's tough.
I'm not crazy about Rosenberg.
Well, I don't talk to him anymore because he's no longer here.
Don't threaten me, son. I'll send the world up there for you.
Neither is he.
Let's go to the phones. 1-800-919-3776. 3776. How many things? There's only one.
I love the post.
What?
Michael K. opts for massive ESPN deal over retirement.
Wow. Can you imagine that? The Post today had one of the most obvious instances of just outright lying that I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's not about an important subject, but the level of the lie was baffling. They have a headline that says, Pat Sajak tackles contestant in bizarre moment.
Huh?
Yeah. And there's a little picture of Sajak with his arm around a guy's neck. And I go, oh, my God.
You clicked.
Did I click? The only thing that made me click faster was a half-naked photo of Paige Spiranak. Okay? So I click on this article. I have to see Sajak attacking a contestant. Then you start reading the article, and it links to an official post from Wheel of Fortune's Instagram. And I go, well, that's interesting. A guy had another perfect game. He has like two or three consecutive perfect games.
Right.
And he's an amateur wrestler. Right? Or like a pro wrestler, but does it on the indies. Not like a real wrestler.
Just for fun.
For fun.
Yeah.
And Sajak, when he gets another perfect game, runs up behind him as a joke and puts him in a chokehold, and the guy's laughing, and then he stops and they celebrate together. It was literally a blatant lie.
Do you realize, I don't know if you even realize this, get a one shot on him, yes, because I want to see his reaction. Do you know what show you were on yesterday?
I do.
You do know?
I do.
Do you know, Don?
No.
His picture.
No.
Was on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News.
Really?
After yesterday's comments about my thoughts on Lynx golf,
right.
I thought things over. And I had a real... No, apparently we interviewed... No, not apparently. We did interview Alvin Bragg, right?
Who's the Manhattan DA.
Who's the Manhattan DA. He's kind of in the news a bit these
kind
days.
Kind of.
Right.
And I guess we talked to him about it in the interview.
He bros.
Well, he said that if he got elected, he was going to prosecute.
And I guess he said it in our interview.
Right.
But I'm sure he said it in other interviews too, but said it to us.
You were on Hannity.
By the way, that E bros, he's not, that camp could not be happy with me right now.
Really?
Oh, I destroyed him yesterday.
The mayor?
Yeah.
Really?
I've been destroying him, but yesterday I really destroyed him for trying to cut money from public libraries. Closing public libraries on weekends is his suggestion. That's where we need to save money.
Maybe they know no one's in the library on the weekends.
I would hope that's the place time you need people in the library.
But maybe they're not.
So you think that's what's happening?
I don't know. I just bombed into this story.
You know what? You can't ask the mayor. You know why?
Why?
Your name's not Cameron Maybin. So no. You can't text the man.
He completely dissed me.
That's what he lost.
For Cam Maybin.
That's when he lost.
No, I actually gained a lot of respect for him. It's like the Groucho Marx thing. I wouldn't want to be a club. I wouldn't be part of a club that wants me.
Oh, but listen, you're going to... Let me talk to Don. Michael's going to argue with me. There's so much more benefit to being friends with Michael K. than Cameron Maybin. I'm sorry. Politically, it wasn't a smart move.
You know what? How's it working out for Mayor Adams? He's the mayor of New York. What benefit does he need?
He
wants to hang with somebody he has fun with. He wouldn't have fun with me, I guess.
Well, now he
hurt me, though.
Now he wouldn't...
Because I was right there.
Now he wouldn't even find Cameron.
He asked Cameron, can I have your number?
That's...
And I was saying, I'm right here. I can hear you. It's like if Jody asked for a guy's number right in front of me.
Right. Well, I don't know if you'd compare him to Jody.
No, it's a bad comparison.
It's a bad
Let's go to Vinny in Rockland. Vinny.
Vinny.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. Just wanted to jump back to the Yankees.
Let's do it.
I wanted to give you my opinion on their opening day starting lineup, and then I'll hang up and hear your opinion, Mike. So barring no trades, assuming Gleyber Torres is still on the Yankees, you know, Cashman should be fielding the best players for us to win. So in the infield, Torres at second, Volpe at short, and LeMahieu at third. And Donaldson, with his fantastic glove defense, should be what most third basemen who can field but not hit on the bench come in, defensive replacement. They can spot start one or two games a week. Obviously, if Gleyber Torres gets traded, then you could always put Peraza at short and Volpe at second. But assuming he doesn't get traded, that's what I would throw out opening day, and I feel like that's what Cashman should. What do you guys think?
Well, Vinny, if you're going to carry Donaldson, he can't play off the bench because he doesn't have versatility. He can only play third base. And I guess he could be a DH, but you have a DH. So if you're going to keep Donaldson on your 26-man roster, he has to be a starting third baseman. Now, LeMahieu can play second. He could play first. He could DH. He could play third. He's a guy that could play every day and not have a position. Donaldson can't be a third baseman, and that's all he could play, and be on the bench. He can't pinch run He hasn't proven to be a good pinch hitter because he doesn't come off the bench. He's not used to it. That's a wasted roster spot. So either you trade Donaldson or he's the starting third baseman. No, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm sorry. I think it's a bad idea. Let's go to Paul in Babylon. Paul.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I have two quick points, Michael. Actually, Vinny just stole my thunder completely. I wanted to talk about Anthony Volpe, see if what you guys thought about him being on that, you know, opening day roster. But, Michael, you make a lot of good points. I just think Donaldson's going to be, you know, an albatross on this team all year. And I just, you know, I can't see him being on the Yankees very long.
What
I don't
if
know
he
what
hits,
you guys
Paul?
Think about that.
What if he hits?
Yeah, but, I mean, he didn't hit last year. So what makes you think he's going to hit this year?
I mean, that's a fair point, but, I mean, he does have hitting in his past. Now, I know he's 37 years old, so that makes you wonder, but you got some a really smart baseball guy asked me the other day, Paul, how long a leash do you think he's going to have? I think he's going to have a gigantically long leash. Because, I mean, what, are they going to release a guy who makes $27 million this year?
No, I get it, but, I mean, it just goes down the list of terrible trades Cashman's made the last couple of years. I mean, something's got to be said about that, and I just don't think Donaldson's going to help the team this year. I got to be honest. I really don't.
Well, Paul, I said this earlier, and I'll say it again. The trade with Minnesota will not go down as a shining moment for Brian. I mean, he should have if they didn't like Sanchez, they should have released him. Sanchez does not have a job in the big leagues right now. And the state of catching in the big leagues, he does not have a job. He can't even get a job as a DH in any big league team, even a bad team. So in order to trade him and Gio, you took on $50 million in contract obligations and IKF, who couldn't even play in the postseason every single game because they didn't think he was defensively reliable. And then we have not seen Ben Rortfett at all. So it will turn out to be an awful trade. You imagine that what you could have done with that $50 million. And I know Donaldson played a great third base last year, but he certainly didn't hit. So the only way that trade is salvaged is if Donaldson puts together a 35 home run season this year. That's a rough trade to justify. A rough trade to justify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I've got some numbers to give you that will blow your mind. It's time for Inside the Numbers, brought to you by Eisner Amper. If Aaron Rodgers gets traded to the Jets, he'll have a chance to throw a TD to a first-round wide receiver for the first time in his career, with Garrett Wilson and Corey Davis both currently options on the Jets roster. Rodgers' 475 career touchdown passes without throwing one to a wide receiver drafted in the first round are the most in NFL history.
That's, I got to tell you, that sounds like an extra nerdy stat. That's a really impressive stat.
And 319 TDs, more than the next closest quarterback to debut since the 1970 merger. He has thrown an NFL record 222 pass TDs to second-round wide receivers, Devontae Adams, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Greg Jennings, and Christian Watson. Never to a first-round wide receiver.
You're telling me James Jones wasn't a first-round wide receiver?
That's not. That's Inside the Numbers, brought to you by Eisner Amper, a leading business advisory firm helping clients transform their companies, build capital, innovate processes, and mitigate risk.
So funny, man.
Make Eisner Amper part of your solution. Learn more at EisnerAmper.com/solution. Now you can go.
It's just funny to think about how great Rodgers is. And I'm not taking anything away from Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson, James Jones, all these guys, Randall Cobb. They're all very good. But, like, you wonder how well we would know their names, like just how familiar we'd be right. with their careers if they didn't have Aaron Rodgers throwing them ball. I mean, that's an unbelievable stat. Like,
I know.
I mean, you cannot – when you're comparing the greats of all time, you cannot factor – you have to factor in, I should say, that Joe Montana was throwing to Jerry Rice and John Taylor, like particularly Jerry Rice, right? I mean,
yeah,
Jerry Rice, if Jerry Rice had had anyone at quarterback, he would have had unbelievable numbers. There's no doubt about it.
Well, look at what he did with Steve Young.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
And he was good in Oakland.
Right.
But would John Taylor be John Taylor?
That's Taylor's who I'm thinking about, though. Would he be a name right. I know, if not for Montana?
But like, and I've always, as a kid, like Duper and Clayton. I think we knew them because of Marino. Would there be a Duper and Clayton if Brian Sipe was throwing on the ball? You know, but Duper and Clayton—that you—that was you were young, but you know.
Oh no, no, very well. I can picture them. And although you know who else I'd put in that conversation to inject my team into everything, you obviously would know Art Monk and Gary Clark, regardless of who they played with, because they never played with a really right. great quarterback.
Well, Theismann was a great quarterback.
Great's
very strong for Theismann, and I think he only would have had Monk, not the other two.
Right.
The other two won Super Bowls with Doug Williams and Mark Rippon.
Yeah,
Rippon, a one or two season wonder.
Jay Schrader was throwing on the ball, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, Jay Schrader is basically a mostly career backup.
Yeah, he's...
Same with Doug Williams. I mean, they're both good.
He's 80s Heineke.
All right, the, 80s Heineke. The Knicks tonight are going to wear black ribbons in remembrance of Walt Frazier.
And they did have a moment of silence at the Ranger game last night, which was really cool.
Oh, no, I said Walt Frazier.
Willis Reed.
Willis Reed.
Oh,
I'm so sorry, God forbid.
W names of Knick legends, Willis but Willis Reed. Reed. Now, at
dear
the,
God.
At the next Knicks home game, do you imagine we will have a very special tribute of some sort?
We'll have a moment of silence for sure. I know they did it in the Nets game yesterday.
Really? Yep. That's cool. And he's just an executive.
Well, he spent a lot of time with the Nets.
He was many years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think 19 years total. He spent more time with the Nets than the Knicks.
Wow.
Employed by the Nets.
That's amazing considering he played his entire career for the Nets.
He retired at 31. He only played 10 years because of injuries.
Wow.
It doesn't happen in New York. Like, the Canadians do it all the time. Well, they'll lay the former player in state at the Bell Center and have fans come and walk past the casket. We never do that here, right? The Yankees ever do that back in the day?
They did it to Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
They had lines around the block for 3 days. They put he was lying in state at Yankee Stadium.
Why don't we do that?
I don't know. It's kind of ghoulish.
No, wakes are ghoulish.
Yeah, you're right.
But when you have somebody that is so beloved by the fans.
What do you mean?
The casket's not, like, open, right? It's just to see.
No,
the
usually
Babe Ruth's
not.
Casket was open.
Well, that's
a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if Maurice Richard's was open or not. But still, like, fans line up and come in. You don't think that would be is it too much to organize? Is it too much of a pain?
Well, it is a lot.
Yeah.
But I would also think there's a way to do it. And this coming from both me and Michael, neither of which, I hope you don't mind me speaking for you, are incredibly religious. I would probably enjoy it more if it wasn't like about the casket. It was just like a celebration of the person's life.
We open up the show today talking about the classic matchup that ended the WBC, Ohtani against Trout. I'm going to throw this out there too. I've thought about this a lot.
Chuck it out there.
Everything about that I love about baseball, the one thing that I don't particularly like, and I don't know if it's solvable, although I do have what I would propose as a solution, the best players aren't up in the bottom of the ninth inning to win a game or the top of the ninth inning. It's just whichever part of the lineup comes up.
Correct.
I wouldn't mind at all. I mean, if we really wanted to juice up the game.
I know what you're about to say.
In the ninth inning, a manager could choose the three players he wants up, whichever way he wants. And now also, I mean, let's say Aaron Judge is in an 0-for-20 slide. Do you really want him up in the bottom of the – or you just pick him because it's Aaron Judge? So, I mean, there's a gamesmanship to it.
But then how do you continue on? Let's suppose you do it. And then you tie the game, and you go to the 10th inning. Now what happens to the lineup?
Well, then I guess you go back to, I guess you could choose it every extra inning then, too.
So you could keep having the same batter bat over and over again?
Because in basketball, games on the line, LeBron's got the ball. In hockey, Connor McDavid's going to shoot the shot. He just is.
He's at least going to be on the ice.
He's going to be on the ice with the goaltender.
He's going to be on the ice.
Yeah.
Right. And in football, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes is going to decide the game for the Chiefs. Not going to be somebody else. In baseball, your best players don't come up. That's what made yesterday so fascinating that you had two of the best players of all time. I'm sorry. It's hard to argue that. Two of the best players of all time. Ohtani is a freakish unicorn. What we're seeing with Ohtani, we will never again see in our lifetime, ever. And Mike Trout, I don't know where he ranks on your all-time list, but believe me, baby, he's on an all-time list.
But think
list.
About it. I mean, you can't complain if you're Team USA. I mean, leading off the inning, you had last year's batting champion.
No, it was perfect. That's how they would have. Yeah. That's how Mark DeRozan would have chosen.
Mookie Betts is a two-time World Series MVP and the best player in baseball coming up. That's who Ohtani had to navigate through. He walks McNeil and then gives up the double play and then strikes out Ohtani. Strikes out Trout. All right, how about this from a strategy standpoint?
Right.
All right, so it's bottom of the ninth inning. Yankees are down 3-2.
Right.
Judge made the last out of the eighth, so he's not available to you. You can have Judge bat, but you have to give up an out. Like you're allowed some maneuverability, but it comes in and out. You can change the order, but now you start with an out.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm gonna step out of the room. I'd like you to pick up my phone call because I'm gonna be what a caller would be calling the show about this very subject.
Okay, one quick thing before you do that.
Wow.
So the matchup ended with Trout striking out.
Right.
So it was a 3-2 pitch, and he swung through all three strikes.
Yes.
So Codify Baseball, which is a great site to follow on Twitter, said, if you aren't impressed by that at-bat, you should be. Mike Trout has had three swinging strikes in only 24 of his 6,174 career Major League plate appearances. Just 24 that he swung and missed at three pitches.
That's incredible.
And he did that against his teammate.
Wow, in a big spot.
And I feel sorry that Mike Trout's going to have to carry that because Mookie Betts hit into a double play.
Right.
Then it left
I think it was the first pitch, too.
The first pitch. Because it was a great walk by McNeil.
Really good at bat.
Then Bobby Witt Jr. pinch runs. Betts swings at the first pitch. Bobby Witt Jr. doesn't have time to steal a base.
He had like 35 stolen bases last year.
Absolutely. The guy's got blinding speed, but it's all going to come down. It was fascinating theater.
It really was.
You could not have drawn it up any better. Do we have that caller now, Anthony? All right, Peter and Chevy Chase, you're next on the show.
Hi, Peter.
No, Michael. This is Gil.
Oh, sorry, Gil.
Oh, hi, Gil.
I just want to say something right now. What you, Michael, and Dom are talking about is what's wrong with the game of baseball. When I was young, the Yankees depended on the players at the bottom of the lineup. I remember when Marty Schwartz was batting eighth for the Yankees. That's why they won the series. You people are ruining the game, particularly Dom.
That's Don. It's Don. Short for
Dan,
Donald.
Dom, whatever his name is, he's an idiot. Him and his hippie friends are the ones that want to ruin this game of baseball. Okay? Leave it who it is. I want Jacoby Ellsbury batting in the ninth. I don't want to see Aaron Judge in the ninth. You make me sick, the both of you.
Well, thanks for the call, Gil.
Have a great day.
Right back at you. It was just a fun conversation. Would you sacrifice an out for Judge to come up?
I don't think it. No, outs are sacrosanct in baseball. Those 27 outs are sacrosanct. So, no, I would not sacrifice it.
But do you think?
But I would like to rejigger the lineup in the ninth.
But it's got to come at some sort of a price.
Why? If that's the rule that you get to rejigger the lineup, the price is that you're going to skip over somebody that might think they should be
up. I don't want to sound like Gil here. But listen, I work.
Love Gil.
Listen, I worked my tail off. I prepare. I'm a manager that brings in pitchers based on the order of the opposition.
You're right.
All right. I retired Judge for the last out of the eighth inning.
Right.
And now you get to have Judge then lead off the ninth. But well, why?
But if that's the way Abner Doubleday handed down the tablets of baseball, we wouldn't even question it, right? We wouldn't question it. But now I'm just saying ways to tweak baseball that might make it more interesting. The fact that the best players don't come up when the game is on the line, to me, is troubling. It just is.
No, it's the way that it is.
But we can change
that. But you know, it's not apples to apples.
You know what, the way it was, they didn't put a runner at second base to start extra innings.
It's not apples to apples, but Michael, I mean, sometimes you're down a touchdown in football, but you don't have the ball. You know, and the other team gets first downs, and Mahomes never comes up.
Well, Josh Allen was saying that just the other day.
That happens. You know,
but you know what? They changed the rules, didn't they? So that Josh Allen is going to get the ball if you score a touchdown in a playoff game. They changed the rule.
So when can you do it? Only in the ninth inning?
Ninth inning. Bottom of the ninth inning if you're losing.
And then you go
obviously
back.
Obviously, you have to be losing.
And then you're back to regular. Or you keep picking.
I think extra innings. You should have your best players up.
But can you imagine how thrilling that would make extra innings?
Oh, it would be unbelievable.
And how about this? And I know this made people like Gil sick. But how about the fact that you could then like set these records like players who go 7-for-9 in a game?
Yeah.
Like Aaron Judge bats.
It's not going to happen. It's just
really
my
fun,
crazy little mind.
That's a fun
now,
idea.
What I have the option is the team with the lead. I've got a 3-2 lead.
Right.
It's the top of the ninth inning. I want to add to my lead.
Yeah, you could.
Can I have a guy bat?
Because inning, you could choose whoever you
because
want.
Yeah, because I think it would be unfair for the team losing to only be the team to
The way you think. Connor Hughes, who covers the Jets for SNY, has just tweeted out that sources tell him the Jets' interest in Odell Beckham Jr. described to me as very real. He and Rodgers are close and have discussed playing together in New York. Basically, Rodgers wants OBJ. With Elijah Moore gone, the opening is there.
Well, didn't it become real when Rodgers apparently requested him? Whether you want to believe that or not. Also, Michael, would I have the ability, just to continue your thought, of bringing a pitcher back into the game?
Ooh, that's fun.
If Judge is able to bat out of order, can I, if I've got a pitcher who already pitched it, you know, can strike out Judge because he's really good at striking out Judge, but unfortunately I used him in the seventh inning. Can I bring him back in the ninth inning to strike him out?
I would say why not, because how often would someone really want to do that?
Right.
You have to do
the way
it
they
so
baby
sparing.
Pitchers right now. There's no way you'd want to.
Unless it's the ninth inning in the World Series Game 7, when would you do it, you know? So it is kind of interesting in that regard.
You know, the 90s team, one of the guys that you'd have up in the bottom of it is Derek Jeter. Mm-hmm. Sure. So Derek Jeter, Wayne Gretzky, and Untuckit founder Chris Riccobono.
He's a great entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
He's got that entrepreneurial spirit.
Right.
Wow.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Ice picks.
It's now time for today's Ice Picks, driven by Nissan. Slim Pickens tonight.
Pick a winner.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Peter's Penguins, who are in all kinds of trouble on the outside looking in for the playoffs, will be in Colorado to take on the Avalanche, who are hot.
How far out are we, by the way, Don? Like a point?
Just a point.
Okay, a point.
You small got a game
point,
in hand.
Skinny point.
Yeah. And then Arizona's in Edmonton. So what I want to do is let's go with the Avs and the Oilers on the money line at +104 as your parlay. And that is today's Ice Picks, driven by Nissan. Hurry in to the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Get a killer deal at your local Nissan store or NissanUSA.com today. Clock's ticking. Catch these offers while you can. I had somebody close to the Penguins tell me the team has no accountability and it's an absolute mess there in Pittsburgh.
You hate to hear that. You love
only
good
a point
things
out.
For Pittsburgh. The County Crows are coming to PNC Bank Arts Center on Thursday, July 6th.
Round here.
And Northwell Health at Jones Beach Theater on Saturday, July 8th. Be caller number 51 right now at 888-987-ESPN, and you're going to score a pair of tickets to the venue of your choice. It's all from Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. For full contest rules, go to ESPN New York. .com. Eric in New York. Eric.
What up?
Big E.
E.
What's up, baby?
Ricky.
Hey, I'm sorry. I had to put the call on the speaker because it was on hold for so long.
Oh, there you go.
One moment.
There, God. There you go. No worries.
Sure.
We got
take
you.
Take the time, really.
Let me know when you're good.
Here you go. So I'm back. Am I made audible now?
Yeah.
You sounded you sounded better before.
You hear me now?
Please go on. Let's go.
There it is. I got it now.
Yes.
Sorry, new phone.
Here we go.
So I had two things. One is I didn't want to rattle Peter, but yeah, there's wrong about the whole meat eating thing. Yes, we are not obligate carnivores, but we do have front facing eyes and canine teeth. Mm. So we are predators.
Just one question. One question. What would we eat without technology to help us kill? And cooking appliances to kill any bacteria, et cetera. How would we be able to consume the food?
But they did before the appliances and technology.
Did they?
Yeah.
I mean, without...
We were never obligate omnivores. I mean, we don't have flat teeth and side-facing eyes. So, you know.
I know some people that have side-facing eyes. Oh,
yeah.
Very ugly.
Yeah, that's a great
point.
Please,
go on, Eric.
The other thing was I had a would you for Michael.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Which was the whole Charlie question from earlier, the earlier caller with the 10-year career and the nice and lovely everything.
Right.
I wanted to narrow it down to, say, 1 year. He has one decent year starting somewhere else in New York, not somewhere else in baseball, not necessarily for the Yankees, but 1 year of starting.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing you could eat for the rest of your life was eggs and sushi, and everything was covered in mayo.
Whoa, that's too far. I think, can we just stop short of the mayo? Because that might make it impossible for him.
If that 1 year would bring Charlie happiness, then I would eat poop for him.
See, here's the thing.
We're all
making guesses. We don't know if our children even want to do this stuff.
Right, I have to talk to Charlie.
But if Marco came to me and said, Dad, I'd love to be a major league ball player, relief pitcher for 10 years, win a ring, would you do this for me? The answer would be yes.
Let's go to Mike in L.A. Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Well, what is with people?
You know, we got to stop.
Goodbye. Let's go to Peter in New Jersey. Peter.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Peter.
Oh, my man. It's great talking to you guys, man. I've been into your show for a while now, and I don't believe
I got through. Thank you.
Hey, so, Mike, yeah, like, you know, I was following your story about your son, like, you were saying that he went to bed early the night before the game. What happened last night? Did he stay up for it?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Peter. And that's why I love the clock in baseball. The games took too long. And he sat there and was riveted for five innings.
Mm.
But then it was bedtime.
He was
like whining to me and Jody, please let me stay up. This is such an important game. And I said, you can't. And the game ended about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's too late.
So the first thing he did when he woke up today, when I woke him up to get dressed for school, he opened his eyes and he said, what was the final score? Before good morning, anything.
Oh, he's like, what's the score?
What happened in the game? And I told him, he said, I didn't see it. Baseball has to be faster if you want young people to watch. Because, I mean, kids have bedtimes. I'm sorry. And that's when you get somebody. That's when you hook somebody in.
It's so true.
What time did this game need to end? 10 o'clock?
Game ends at 10. I think I'd let him stay up for a special. But
when you know it's going to be.
But, I mean, it was we stretched it to like 9:15 yesterday. Yeah. It was a fourth or fifth inning.
But like
half over.
But NBA, NHL, you start at 7 o'clock. Your game's over at 9:30, 9:40.
Yeah, true.
This Hoops preview brought to you by Bet365. Download the app today. Tomorrow, Madison Square Garden hosts the Sweet 16 East Region matchups. Tom Izzo and 7-seeded Michigan State look to keep their tournament run going against 3rd-seeded Kansas State at 6:30. The winner of that game will face the winner of 9th-seeded FAU and 4th-seeded Tennessee. Not exactly high-profile matchups.
Mm,
I mean, you get Michigan State, but...
Sure.
I don't know if, you know, Michigan State against Kansas State, that's not a marquee.
No, but
Tom Izzo is big.
Well, and Kansas State's really good this year, so I mean, there's something there. They're not blue bloods.
Well, the Garden will be fire.
I bet you it's not going to be the same thing as it was for the Big East. Won't sound
No.
Paul from Port Jefferson won the tickets. So you'll be counting crows, Paul. That's what you'll be doing. Don, who's splashing around in your tub these days?
Well, it's usually my children, but specifically my mom splashes around in her tub.
Wait, let me think about that. Okay, good.
I don't appreciate you saying that. And let's just take a moment, because I don't think the sponsor wants to be attached to something like that. So, pause.
No.
scene.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.